Welcome to Ashworth Laboratories, a Nobel Prize-winning medical research centre, known for its perseverance in helping find cures for the world's most intricate of viral infections and genetic disorders. We here at Ashworth Laboratories would like to thank you for taking the opportunity to spend your day with us, whether it be for an educational visit or to help us continue with the development of our groundbreaking research. Although every effort is made to keep the site safe and secure at all times, please refer to our newly adapted safety regulations in order to maintain your safety whilst in the building. Thank you for choosing Ashworth Laboratories, revolutionising the understanding of biomedical research and scientific education.
All right, John.
Oh, wow, look at you. Only half an hour late today, lad. You're getting better.
Tell me about it. I was up all afternoon arguing with Sarah over money again. I swear sometimes she forgets I do the night shift. Only got an hour's kip before coming here. It's almost like she wants me to lose my job.
You've got to start looking out for yourself, lad. Lack of sleep and stress combined with doing this job it'll make you lose your marbles. Speaking of which, did you get that memo about these new health and safety guidelines Ed Officer sent out? Bloody ridiculous. As if we don't have enough to look out for here.
New guidelines for all security guards. If there are any problems, you should not hesitate in contacting head office. Or if you start to experience any of the following symptoms, so we can secure the area immediately. Speech impediment, loss of motor control, heavy breathing, a circular rash on the arm. What the hell is this? I can't afford to get ill. I'm only doing this job so I can get enough money to move to Oxford with Sarah and actually use my computer science degree.
Well, none of us are too pleased about it, mate. You've just got to get on with it. I won't even have time to have my usual 9:30 kip at the desk. Actually, we had something like this happen when I first joined here all them years ago. Sounds like a similar virus and all.
You mean during the dinosaur ages?
Watch your lip. Oh, it's crazy. All these people had contracted this Ring of Roses virus, similar to the plague it was, but it turned the patients insane. Some of them managed to get out of their rooms and started attacking staff.
Oh, come on, stop.
But anyway, things are different now. But just in case, you can take level 6. You're younger. You can run faster.
Yeah, very funny. Guess we better start locking up and getting on with this then.
John, stop being a twat. Young one, how are things up there?
Where are you?
What do you mean, where am I? I'm on the second floor, working my way up, checking all the rooms. Same as what you'd usually be doing, why?
I thought I had something.
Oh, bless you. Want me to come up there and hold your hand?
Bye, John.
Jesus Christ. What the hell is this? Even children are infected with this. Where the hell is that girl gone?
John? John, are you there? I need help now.
Whoa, I'm here. What's the problem? You hearing things again?
One of the patients. The little girl. She's gone.
What do you mean she's gone?
She's gone. I saw her through the hatch in the room and she was there. She was right there. And then I walked away for a second. Went back to check on her again and she was gone. I could hear her down the corridor, so I ran after her, but...
Wait. She was down the corridor? How could she possibly have got out of that room, Mark? Are you sure you're not just hearing things again? I never heard anything about them treating children up there.
I saw her, John. A little brown-haired girl. She must have only been about six. She was sitting there singing and then she just stopped and...
Look, I'm going to come up there and see what's going on.
No, look, you stay there. It looked like she was coming down to the lower level, so I'll make my way down and I'll meet you on the way. You need to keep watch and make sure she doesn't get out of the building.
I'll contact head office then.
Just let me look for her first. I can't afford to lose this job, John. If we can't find her, then we'll contact them.
Well, she's one of the patients. She's infected. We need to let them know so they can...
No, look, just trust me, okay? She seemed fine, like a control patient or something. Just let me do this.
Okay, kid. As long as you know what you're doing.
For God's sake, she can't have gone that far.
John, you there? Seen anything yet?
Got me, mate. Haven't seen anything yet. What floor are you on?
Fourth, you?
Third. So we should bump into each other soon and then we'll give head office a call, right?
Can you hear that?
Hear what? Did you hear what I said?
Is she there? I can hear her. Quickly!
What are you talking about, lad?
She's there. John? Can you hear me? John, damn it! Come on.
Doors opening. Fourth floor. Doors closing. Going down. Third floor. Doors opening.
John, you got her. Where are you, mate? John, where are you?
What the hell? This is all I need right now. Hello? What the hell was that? What does this thing do to people? Oh, come on, you're kidding me. This is an emergency.
Thank you for contacting Ashworth headquarters. Your call is important to us, so please hold whilst we try and connect you with one of our members of staff. Hello, Ashworth headquarters. Sam speaking. How may I assist you?
We need help. I'm a security guard at the Ashworth Laboratories in London. My name is Mark White.
Mr. White, what seems to be the problem?
We were patrolling the building, and these new patients who've got the virus, they've escaped. They tried to attack me.
Mr. White, I'm afraid I'm not sure which patients you're talking about. Can you please give me some more information? Where are your co-workers?
The high-risk patients, with that Ring of Roses virus. The little girl, she's escaped, and now the other guard on duty, John's gone missing. Another one escaped, he was on the third floor, he was growling, crawling towards me, his limbs all rigid as if...
Please, hold.
No, please, listen to me! Oh, for God's sake...
Mr. White, how did these patients escape? What happened? Where are they now?
I don't know. The last one I saw was in the staff room on the third floor. Please, send someone, anyone that can help.
Mr. White, we'll be sending someone shortly. Just whatever you do, don't leave the building. Try and find your co-worker if you can. Help will be there soon.
Why can't I leave the building? It's too dangerous here. I need to find John and get out of... Hello? Hello? Hello?
sixth floor. Doors closing.
Going down. Third floor.
Doors opening.
John, you here?
John, are you there? Can you hear me? Hello? John? Is that you?
Oh, what's happening?
Emergency lockdown activated.
What?
Lockdown in T-minus 3 minutes.
They said they were. Come on.
Hello, Ashworth headquarters. Sam speaking.
Sam, it's Mark White. You told me you were sending help, but the building's gone into lockdown and I can't find my co-worker for us to leave yet. What should I do? Can you delay it?
I'm sorry, Mr. White, but as you have been exposed to the virus, we cannot allow you to leave the building.
What are you talking about? I'm fine. You have to get me out of here. I'm fine.
Mr. White, if what you have told us is true, then the patients have been let loose around the building, and therefore everything is contaminated. We cannot risk a global epidemic by letting anyone out of the building.
Global epidemic? What the hell are you talking about? No. I have to get out of here.
Emergency lockdown in T-minus 2 minutes.
John? Is that you? Oh my God, oh, please! This can't be happening! Wait a minute. This must be the control room. If I can get onto the main server, I can override the lockdown.
Emergency lockdown in T-minus 30 seconds.
Access denied.
Come on, you can do this.
Access denied.
Come on, concentrate.
Emergency lockdown in T-minus 10 seconds and counting.
Access granted.
Now just to override the...
5, 4, 3, 2, system override complete. Backup generators activated.
Can't risk going back out there. But the only other way is through the vents to the roof. Almost there.
Hello, Ashworth headquarters. Sam speaking. How may I assist you?
I got out.
Mr. White, is that you?
Yes. I'm fine. Please, send someone.
Oh my God. What have you done?
Can't I...
Breaking news. It has been reported that Prime Minister allegedly flown out of the UK on a safety precaution. People all over the UK are being advised to stay inside and to avoid contact with anyone else at risk of spreading the infection.
If you believe someone has been infected, please follow these steps and by all means avoid any contact with them whatsoever.
We are receiving unconfirmed reports of patients that have escaped from a government-run medical facility centre in London.
Mark? Okay.
Credits, We All Fall Down, produced by Rachel Dodds, directed by Lewis Edwards, edited by Lewis Coates, script written by Emma Presland, starring Jeffrey Barham, Jim McGovern, Matty Smith, Lee Saunders and Emily Coleman.